Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. Our next guest is here to preview Friday night's Evening at Egan lecture titled Ethnomathematics, the Mathematics of People. We have Dr. Mukhopadhyay. Welcome to the show, Doctor.
Thank you very much.
It's nice to have you here. All right, so as many of our listeners know, Evening at Egan Lecture Series is 7 p.m. on Friday nights. It's free to the public. It's at UAS, and it's in the Egan Library. So thank you again for being here. It's an honor to have you.
Thanks for having me here as well.
Okay, so the title of your talk tomorrow will be Ethnomathematics, Mathematics of People. Can you give us the teaser for what ethnomathematics are?
Well, I will start with the question, what do you think it could be? If it is ethno and mathematics, do you have a speculation? Are you teased by the title itself?
When I got to watch your 2015 presentation at Sharing Our Knowledge, and I saw a lot of Venn diagrams where culture and people and intelligence and a lot of things are coming together. And please correct me if I'm wrong, to make ethnomathematics.
Yeah, that's a way to look at it or think about it. It's looking at mathematics not just as the way we look at symbolic mathematics that we do in schools or do in tests, but it is looking mathematics as a cultural construction. So I come from the assumption that mathematics, everybody does mathematics in every culture, everywhere. And some do it knowingly, some does it in their activity, mathematics is embedded. So those who have studied mathematics, they might be able to identify mathematical elements in their work. But everybody does mathematics no matter what. And that's the starting point, which I think is pretty radical, because so many people, when you talk to them, they would tell you right away, without hesitation, I cannot do mathematics, I'm bad at it. And then to crack that you do mathematics, think about it differently. It's that paradigm shift that brings about.
What's an example of mathematics that we do every day and may not think about?
Okay, I'll give you an example. My work is very example-driven. I was working with third and fourth grade children in Portland, and I asked them, is there mathematics at home? And many children said, oh, yes, there are a lot of mathematics. I said, tell me. It's a worksheet. It's a multiplication table that they take from school. They saw it there. They could not think about their fathers and mothers and other people in their community do mathematics. So it took a lot of thinking and conversation. Then the realization came through, yes, my father is a cab driver. He has to do so much math. He has to know which way to go, how to make shortcuts, how to make a change, how many miles he has gone a day, how much gas he had put in. So all of that coming from, you know, 8-9-year-old children, that realization was fantastic. Or my mother works. What does your mother do? She cleans. So tell me, what is the mathematics of cleaning? How much time she can put in it? What's the most efficient way of doing the work? And how to pack things, how to wrap things? These are knowledges of geometry that endemic in our cultures, in our actions. So for them to think about, that's just a one little example that immediately popped up in my mind.
And a few more examples I saw in your work are of indigenous works from all over
right.
the world, including spruce root basketry here
right,
in Southeast.
That's right. That's what I'm going to talk about tomorrow. The mathematics of spruce root basketry and basketry from all over the world, actually. I had the rare opportunity this summer to teach a group of teachers, high school teachers, about ethnomathematics for 5 days. But it's rare because not only this opportunity was great, but my instructor, my co-instructor who became an instructor for me, was Dolores Churchill.
Whoa.
And that was just an amazing thing to see, that she would teach about the weaving in the morning and then I'll bring in the mathematics and how they enmesh together naturally.
Wow.
So that, yes, at the mathematics is looking at, you know, making things. And not just basketry, the carpentry, car mechanics, people who do those things very efficiently but haven't had the formalism of looking at the mathematics that's embedded in it.
Another of your examples are some boat builders. Please remind me where they are.
Yeah, I have a study of boat builders in India. In the coastal, India has a long coastline in coast of West Bengal, where I'm from. So these are traditional boat building skills. Nothing ever is written about. We see examples of the boats in carvings or in old coins. So we knew that they made boats, but we don't know how they made it then. The knowledge is somehow passed along, but the knowledge is not static. As it goes along, it picks up the demands of the society. For example, these wooden boats that are totally hand-built, they have to now incorporate in, modern-day technologies like GPS. They have to install GPS, they have to put in wireless, they have to put in motors, which were not there even 50 years ago. So this is how the craft, the technology, the what I call vernacular engineering of boat building, it completely is hybrid and evolves to the needs of the culture.
If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Dr. Mukhopadhyay. She will be presenting 7 p.m. tomorrow night as part of the Evening at Egan Lecture Series on Ethnomathematics. I'm sure you will share this tomorrow night, and so we don't want to give any spoilers.
I will be showing a lot of photographs tomorrow.
what is your hope for education and ethnomathematics?
That's a very good question. I see taking the root of ethnomathematics actually is about identity building. You know, it makes us realize who we are and who others are. We are otherwise so divided in so many ways. And the fact that I can do it comes easily when you look at that mathematics as a human construction. It's not a test that determines my fate and becomes a faithful thing that way. But so for me, ethnomathematics is not a replacement to school mathematics. It's foundation to doing what we do in school. It opens a new avenue to think about mathematics. And it's not just at school, for everybody, everywhere. For example, I will be showing some very complex algorithms. I'm using the term algorithm very deliberately here because it's not just in coding, but also in knitting. So that's an algorithm. Why don't we call that algorithm? It's the same process of doing things in a very step-by-step, predetermined ways to get to a certain point from point A to point B. So talking about these things, I hope that this, what it does, it impacts people to think about mathematics differently and not be so afraid of it. And also the cultural bridge building is very important for us.
Absolutely. That's the voice of Dr. Mukhopadhyay. She'll be speaking tomorrow, 7 p.m. at UAS as part of the Evening at Egan Lecture Series. The title of the talk is Ethnomathematics, Mathematics of People. Doctor, it's been so nice having you on the show today. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
I would like you to come. And then we can have a conversation. Although I'm giving a talk, I like to keep it more as a conversation so that I'm not just a talking head there. Thank you very much.
Thank you.